You should masturbate to really ugly men. And I'm not saying ugly as an insult, I'm saying ugly by your standards. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, these guys are hovering around 1.5, maybe 0.25. They're just so fucking ugly to you, and you had to fucking masturbate to them. I want you to masturbate to really ugly, ugly men, unattractive, no redeeming qualities in your eyes. A man that you look at and your penis brain immediately thinks, I don't know about this one. Are you sure you want to go into this man? He's really fucking ugly. And you're going to fucking look at that fucking ugly fucker. And you're going to fucking jerk your dick. Just do disgusting things to your body while you look at his disgusting body. And just to make sure that you're doing everything right. For example, if you're really attracted to fat men, you're going to jerk off to really skinny guys. If you like a guy with a clean-shaven face, you're going to jerk off to guys with long, untrimmed beards. And here's why you're doing this. By masturbating to unattractive men, you're lowering your threshold for what arouses you. If you can achieve the goon state and edge to these men who just aren't your type, you'll become the type of masturbator who'll get turned on by any man that you see. Because the odds that you'll be out there in the world running into a man that's just subpar in the looks category are pretty high. So if you lower your standards and masturbate to men that you aren't attracted to at all, you'll increase the amount that you'll want to masturbate and increase the amount of times that you pop a boner in public just by looking around at some dudes. Like, just put a really ugly dude on the screen and put him right next to what you would consider a 10 by your standards. And just compare the two. Just compare how that man looks completely different. Way uglier, way more unattractive than the man that you're looking at right now. And still, I want you to consider which man that you want in your bed. Which man do you want to pleasure you? And I want you to just pick the uglier out of the bunch. Compare the two men and immediately just gravitate towards the one that's less appealing. Because really think about it. Ugly men in the bedroom, they have something to prove. If you jerk off to and have sex with a really attractive guy, he can coast by on his looks. He can just give you really mediocre sex with his pretty face and hot body. But the ugly guy, he's gotta put in the work. He's gotta prove to you that he's worth your time. And ugly men, oh, they get laid all the time. They're always having sex. It's way easier when you don't have to try to impress anybody. Like these fucking ugly men here. Ugly men make the world go round and they make your dick throb. Ugly men, oh, they have no self-respect. They'll go into the glory hole and practice for hours and hours just so that when they have sex, they can give you a really fucking good time. Just pleasure yourself thinking about a really ugly man going into your bedroom to have sex. The two of you have to turn off the lights when you have sex because he's just that ugly. And that just makes the sex even better because your senses are heightened and it just increases your inclination to gravitate towards ugly men. And when the two of you have sex with the lights on, oh man. It just makes everything feel better because you feel better about yourself, as fucked up as it is. Just look at that ugly man on the screen right now and just imagine yourself starting a life with him, a life of endless sex. Imagine looking into his ugly face and telling him all sorts of sweet things about his body and his personality. Even though deep down you know he's so fucking ugly. But luckily for him, You like ugly guys. You love ugly guys. Imagine the two of you finally getting to the point where you're so comfortable with each other that you can have sex with the lights on, even though you look into his eyes and you just think, God damn, I could do better. And the two of you have sex. He makes all those familiar moans and all the same touches, but he's got this stupid look on his face the entire time his penis is being pleasured. Because this really ugly man, he's also a gooner on top of all of it, making his ugly face even uglier. Look at these ugly men and just imagine them with their tongue out, drooling, scowling, eyes crossed, eyes rolled back in two directions, in all directions. Masturbate to ugly men until you get an erection. Once you get all worked up and turned on, I want you to go and look for some uglier men doing some uglier things to each other. Just give in to this desire to see ugly things. I want you to really be on the lookout for ugly guys doing something extremely kinky and stupid. Because once you get acclimated to masturbating to ugly men, it's not going to be pretty. It's going to get real ugly. Because the uglier the guy is that you masturbate to, the uglier you'll have to go next time around. Just looking for uglier guys every time you masturbate. Because the uglier he is, the harder it's going to be to maintain an erection. And so if you train yourself to handle something ugly, then when something beautiful comes around, your brain will just light up like a beautiful Christmas tree. And so that's why you had to masturbate to these ugly men. Masturbate to somebody who completely turns you off. Because if you can manage to get hard and goon to some ugly motherfucker, it'll just prove what a chronic masturbator champ you are. You're just so good at masturbating that nothing can stop you. Not even some ugly dude trying to do something that'll turn you off. If you can masturbate to ugly men, then it's just more confirmation that you're as chronic as you can be. And when you encounter a 10 out of 10 by your standards, your penis will get so hard, drippy, and excited. Because for every 1 10, there's 10 ones. And for every 2 9s, there's 9 2s. And for every 3 8s, there's 8 3s. And for every 4 7s, there are 7 4s. For every 5 6s, there are 6 5s. And for every 6 5s, there are 5 6s. And for every 7 4s, there are 4 7s. And for every 8 3s, there are 3 8s. And for every 9 2s, there are 2 9s. And for every 10 ones, there's just 1 10. And you're just so horny and so confused by how horny you are masturbating to ugly men that you feel like your entire framework of what type of man is attractive to you has been flipped on its head. But the only real way for you to truly challenge whether or not that's true, it's for you to masturbate to even uglier men.